Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
This is a cozy womb, and this is episode 60. Talking to the youngsters, communicating with the youngsters. It is hard to communicate with young people today because when you're talking to them, they stare at you with like the dead face, as if you didn't say their name, as if you're not looking them directly in the face, as if they don't see you talking. Hello, respond. I pause to hear you respond. What's up? Like, I don't understand. If I'm asking you a question, I need you to answer me. I don't need you to look at me crazy. I don't need you to tilt your head. And I don't need you to be playing with, you know, your shoes. I don't need you to be biting your nails while I'm talking to you. Respond to me. Tell me the answer that I'm looking for. And if you don't know, say you don't know. Like, I hate talking to most children over the age of 9. They think they know everything. They think they smarter than you. And you've never been a kid in your life and you don't know what they're up to. And they answer you in the most ignorant way possible. They're very snappy. When you're talking, they cut you off, assuming that you're going to say something that you're probably not. And they are really teeter-tottering on your limits that you have, that you give them. They're always trying to push the envelope a little bit more to see what they can get out of you. And I hate that. Like, why can't you just go to school, do what you're supposed to do, get good grades, don't have your teacher call me. If you want to do extracurricular activities, you do that, you let me know. Like, why can't it be that? Like, why it has to be, you ain't say da 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 da, or that's not what you asked me, you only asked me this. A lot of young kids think if you don't directly ask them something that you had no idea knowing, that they don't have to tell you what they did. Excuse you. Yes, you do. Some teens will not give you the answers you're looking for, but may give it to their cousins. When they ask them the same question you asked, may give it to their uncles, may give it to their aunts. So sometimes kids just go against everything their parents want for the sake of getting on their nerves. Because I may ask, even like my young kids, I have a 5-year-old and 1-year-old, I may ask them to do something and they just purposely avoid it. And then if my friends ask them to do it, it's done. I don't know. It's just something with like young kids and parents where they just try to go against the grain every time. I don't know what that's about, but I just wanted to come up with some helpful tips on how you can communicate better with your kids. And that's what we're going to focus on, because communication and your kids in 2019, because you're only a month away, listen, it has to be better. It has to be better, because as parents, we want to know what these kids are doing. We want to know what these kids like. We want to know what these kids have questions on. We want to know what these kids' goals are and what they're really thinking without being judged from a parent's point of view. We want to know, because once we know, I think we'll better be able to assist one another with the answers we need for things. Hey, hey, parents, get your pen, get your paper. We are talking communication with the youngsters, honey. I don't have teenagers yet, but I'm just speaking for all my parents who do have teenagers. If you're an aunt or an uncle and you do stay around your nieces or your nephews, we're talking about how to communicate with them, how to understand them. And if you need to write some things down, I suggest you get your pen and paper. I'll wait. Also, if you do not want your teenagers or your nieces and nephews knowing that you know what they know, when they know, when they do, then I suggest you not listen to this around them either, because I'm about to fill y'all in. All right. You ready? Ready. To communicate with young people today, I just feel like as a mother, you need to learn the lingo. You need to know the language they speak. You need to know what certain mannerisms mean. As far as rudeness and struggles with that, listen, you're going to deal with that. I don't know what it is about teenagers or young children where they feel like they know more than you. They're better than you and you don't know anything because you're an adult. I don't know who told them like that was accurate, but it's not. When you speak to them, you have to kind of know your goal as to what information you're trying to get across and what information you're trying to get out of them, because when you're talking to young people, it's kind of like they're filtering what they want to hear. They're filtering what they need, and they don't care about anything you're saying unless it falls into one of those keywords that's within their filter to pick up. And that's how they think, that's how they hear. It's very selective, and you just gotta know your goal before you speak. Keep calm. Now, I can say that to you, but am I calm all the time when dealing with my kids? No. Especially when I know they know better and they still doing something dumb, I still get irate. But you have to keep calm and give facts. Don't give them any room to feel like this is a discussion and not a delegation where I'm telling you this is what you're going to do and this is what you're not going to do, because young teenagers will look for room to discuss options when there are none. Give your facts, leave it at that. Stand firm in your rules. If your rules is your rules, let it be your rule, okay? Texting, make it fast and get to the point. Don't be trying to pick up on where they're lying at through text, because text can be interpreted a different way. Now, when they're in person, they're going to stumble over their words when they're trying to lie to you. And control, the only thing you can control when it comes to teenagers, I swear to you, is going to be your response to things that they do and things that they say. Whether they're going to do something they shouldn't be doing or not, you can't control that. I'm sorry, but that's out of your control. So let's focus on the lingo. All right, you ready? All right, I'm gonna go through a lot of words that will hopefully help you out. And a lot of kids have cell phones. A lot of kids have iPhones. And if you're wise, you have that location on and you are tracking where your kids are without them knowing, if you are wise. If they touch those settings, I would behoove you to turn their phone the hell off, because you don't pay the bill. I'm paying the bill, therefore you need to leave this on. They need to be able to do is call me, or I call them and receive those calls, and maybe go on a social media app. I don't even care about you having all these social media apps, because you really shouldn't, especially if you go into school. If those grades ain't adequate, I don't even know why you got this phone and all these options. But let's focus on the lingo. All right. Lingo, you need to check out. AWKS. That means awkward. All right. Lit. Just another word for exciting. Snatched means you either look together, you know, your edges are laid, your face and that makeup is A1, meaning really good. Dope is another word for being cool. What's up? That's what's up. That means it's a good thing. Gucci means you good. Bruh If you see that in text or they say it like that, that means you need to chill. That means you irritated. It can mean a lot of things. TBH, to be honest, okay? Most adults use that now anyways. S-U-S, sus, means don't trust it. It's suspect. All G means don't worry about it. Hangry means you hungry and you angry. And a lot of these teenagers are hungry and angry. A lot of them need to stop eating. But that's another episode. We ain't got time. Bye, Felicia. I mean, my nephews don't say bye, Felicia. My nieces don't say it. It's really old, but it means to be dismissing. CD9 is a code for parents here, okay? If you see the in-text message, they're trying to be slick. Note that, CD9. POS also means parents over shoulder. Shady means you being sneaky by trying to say this out in the open. Sometimes when the kids are being shady, it'll go over your head, but I be catching them. GNOC, get naked on camera. Mm-hmm. Girl, I was like, for real? Oh, they out here, they lit. Smash means you hit it and quit it in a sexual sense. WTTP, want to trade photos. I wish Anya or Aria would by the time they can have a phone text any Bobby WTTP because they gonna have to see about me. Okay, I will pull up. LMIRL, which I feel like is really a reach. Just say what you mean, but okay. Let's meet in real life. I kid you not. I wish an adult would try to meet my child under 18 in real life because they're going to have to see about me in real life. Real life time, real life all up in your face. Real life, you about to get these hands. Don't text none of my children, LMIRL, let's meet in real life because I will come for you. Basic means you corny. ILY is a short version of I love you. NVM, never mind. BB4N, bye for now. Low key means secretly I kinda dig this. Low key, I've been doing this but not letting anybody know. That's what that is. HML, hit my line, means somebody wants you to call them up and stop texting them because you're being probably annoying. Or it's just whatever they got to tell you is easier to just say. TBT, throwback Thursday. Listen, if you want to throw them old photos up on social media, do that. If you don't, keep it a secret. Fam. Sometimes people use it as a greeting. Sometimes people use it to get your attention. Sometimes people describe their family as fam. Salty means that you're embarrassed. That you wish you didn't do something. You salty. Thick. Not the regular spelling of thick, but T-H-I-C-C means appealing. Jelly, I say this to my friends all the time, especially when they in New York, means you jealous. J-E-L-L-Y, I'm jelly, jealous. T-F-T-I, now, that's another reach, a little bit too long, but okay. Thanks for the invite, in a sarcastic way, meaning, ain't nobody tell me y'all was gonna be here, ain't nobody tell me that y'all was doing this trip, ain't nobody tell me that y'all was gonna dress alike. Sarcastic, meaning you did not tell me. Dead means that you shocked or you tired. Curve means left you out. You are dismissed. You are rejected. Okay. Last but not least, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. If your child said that you the GOAT, that means you doing them too many favors and you more so being a friend than you being a parent. So those are like some of my, you know, tips to communicating with young people. Do as you will. Do whatever you need to. And don't let them trip you up. Okay? Get on top of that. Deuces. My name is Shan. You heard it here first or second, but I say the best. Bye. All right, some quick cautionary lingo for kids would be that drug stuff. So we have snow, meaning coke, dexing, meaning syrup, special K is like a hallucinating drug, crank, meth, Georgia homeboy is like a depressant, kibbles and bits, Ritalin, sometimes called pineapple, black mamba is like a synthetic form of Mary Jane, green. So I think as parents, it's all up to us to make sure our kids are on the right page. So just focus, okay? Listen for it. Look in the text for it. I told you. Okay? Okay.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.